I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. 77-year-old Father Luigi Esposito has been removed from ministry by the Archdiocese of Baltimore after they learned of child sex abuse allegations against him that go back to the 1970s. Father Esposito, who was serving as pastor at Our Lady of Pompeii in Baltimore, was the associate pastor of the parish when the alleged abuse happened. The victim claims they were 14 years old when Father Esposito started abusing them, and it happened multiple times. Father Esposito is denying the claims. It's the policy of the Archdiocese to suspend a clergyman accused of sexual abuse from ministry and revoke their ability to function as a priest until the investigation is concluded. In a series of tweets, President Trump lashed out at the FBI and the special counsel's investigation into Russian collusion. The president tweeted that the FBI had been caught in a major spy scandal over their use of a confidential informant and that, quote, Spygate could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. Trump and some fellow Republicans are asking for more information on the informant. The White House has negotiated for some House lawmakers to have access to review classified documents. Representative Adam Schiff, the leading Democrat on the House Intelligence Panel, stated the document should be reviewed by the, quote, Gang of Eight, which regularly reviews classified documents. The Gang of Eight includes Republican and Democratic leaders and the top Republicans and Democrats on the House and Senate Intelligence Panels. Las Vegas Casino Union members voted to authorize a strike at any time starting June 1st. Negotiations on a new 5-year contract have not led to an agreement, and the current contracts on 50,000 workers expire on May 31st. Union officials stated they are pushing for increased wages, job protection against a rising use of technology in hotel casinos, and better protection against sexual harassment. The last time the union voted for a strike was 2002, but a deal was reached before employees walked out. The last time employees did walk out was 1984, and the strike lasted 67 days, costing the city, casinos, and workers tens of millions of dollars. Catholics were among the 59 people arrested at a pray-in at the U.S. Capitol. They were a part of a 6-week campaign called the Poor People's Campaign, which hopes to bring attention to a growing number of injustices that are tied to perverse public policies. The Catholics arrested said they would happily give up a few hours of freedom in order to speak out against racism, voter suppression, anti-immigrant policies, and an action on poverty throughout the United States. On that same day, the Poor People's Campaign also held protests and acts of civil disobedience across the country, including demonstrations at 35 state capitals. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.